Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now,
here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul, and thanks so much for jumping on. I want to just get right into something here because this is a really big deal. So our firm, as you heard from the great introduction from my good friend Spike, we do a lot of talks across the country to different groups, a lot of closely held business owners and a lot of property owners. These are rental income property owners. And if you're in that business today, then you have a target on your back because there are 40 million lawsuits filed in the U.S. every year. It's getting worse and worse, and a big target are people with property, especially in certain states. And it just is a fact of life today where the court systems, the judges, juries, people that are going after you, they favor tenants and they favor employees over landlords and owners, just the way it is. And so we speak to groups like the California Apartment Association, the San Francisco Apartment Association, Texas, New York, all over the country. And what we're talking about is helping people to make sure they guard their property from unforeseen liabilities. And these liabilities come from inside, around the property, inside liabilities. This is a tenant suing you. And they come from outside liabilities. This is you or your spouse getting in a car accident, someone coming after you, they're looking at your assets, you own rental income property, you've got equity in the property, boom, gone, done. They just grab it, foreclose on it, you're toast. Happens all the time. Don't think it doesn't. These sort of bad things happen to good people everywhere. And for example, in certain parts of the country, we're seeing a huge increase in mold claims against landlords. And these are what seem to be innocuous mold claims. You know, there's mold everywhere today. And there's multi-million dollar lawsuits going on. And let me give you an example. One of our landlord attorneys dealing, with this very case where it was a mold claim, didn't seem that big of a deal, went through the system, and the court system awarded the tenant $300,000 for the mold claim. And this was just a minor scenario, bogus mold claim. And they went for it. $300,000 for the mold claim plus attorney's fees of $1.7 million. Landlord hit with $2 million liability for a mold claim. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And that owner is going to lose that property. No asset protection, you know, horrible, horrible story. And, you know, the issue is with claims like that is that insurance may or may not cover it because people say, oh, I have insurance for these things. Well, insurance never covers punitive damages, and insurance companies always try to get out of these claims. We all know that. That's just the fact of life. And so you might not have enough insurance. So let's say you get hit with a $2 million lawsuit, judgment, you lose, you have $1 million liability policy, and let's say the insurance company does cover it, and they're all in. Hey, great, okay, we're in. Here's your $1 million. Uh-oh, there's another million there that you're on the hook for. What does that come from? Out of your pocket. This happens. And so mold claim, we had that's an inside liability, and if you don't have proper asset protection around your property, so a claim like that can just break out of the property and attack all your other assets, your home, your stocks, bonds, and cash, other rental properties. So you got to contain that at the property, and that's where limited liabilities come into play. They contain liabilities at the property. And so our experts can talk to you about the proper LLC. The other issue is outside liabilities. And this is something no one ever thinks about. You, your spouse get in a car accident, someone's attacking you, they look at your property. And LLC guards against that. And this is where they can't get in. Think of a force field around your property, and they just can't get in. Remember, if you think you're protected with a living trust, you're not. A living trust provides Zippo when it comes to asset protection. It's not an asset protection tool. It does obviously other great things, not asset protection. And so the LLC guards against inside and outside liabilities. Now, here are a couple really important components of your LLC, and this is where people screw it up all the time. You and I both know that it's very easy to set up an LLC today. You can go online, click, get it done, you know, $50, whatever it is, and you feel protected. It is a false sense of security, because when something happens to you, we hope it never does, but if life throws you a curveball and someone's coming after you, that's when you need asset protection in your LLC to work. It's like earthquake insurance on your house. If an earthquake never happens and you have lousy insurance, you didn't pay your premiums, you have a crappy policy, who cares? You didn't need it. Earthquake never happened. So you're good. You're fine. All's dandy. You never needed it. It's when something happens, that earthquake happens, when people say, oh my gosh, I hope I have a good policy. I hope it works. I hope I paid my premiums. Am I late? Because you can't call the insurance company when your house is rattling from the earthquake and say, oh, I need insurance. I need a good insurance policy. It's not how it works. And asset protection is the same way. You can't put it in place when the event has occurred, or even a whiff of a lawsuit is in the air. Can't do it. Got to do it when the seas are calm. But here are mistakes people make with the LLCs is they set it up in the wrong jurisdiction. Just because you have property in San Francisco, LA, Texas, New York, doesn't mean you have to have LLCs in those jurisdictions. You can have an LLC somewhere else with more favorable asset protection laws for you, and then register it to do business in the location where your business is, your property. So you got to understand the jurisdictions, which is the right one for you. I don't know. Depends on what you're protecting and how much asset protection you want. And it's not that much more expensive at all to use a really good asset protection jurisdiction versus, you know, others. So you got to know that. And there's every state has different rules in the way they treat LLCs. And that's number one, pick the right jurisdiction. Another issue is it going to be a single member, multi-member? Well, there's ramifications associated with each of those. You better know what they are. And they impact, you know, a tax return, having to do an extra one or not, more asset protection or not. And you got to understand that, you know, single versus multi-member. The other issue is your operating agreement. Do you have one? In some states, it's not required, but maybe it's a really good idea to have one. And if you do have one, did you use just an off-the-shelf operating agreement where, you know, there's, for instance, there could be too much language in there that you're not paying attention to, and it says you should be doing this, this, and this, and you're not. And if you get attacked, someone's going to ask for that. Let me see your operating agreement. And they'll try to poke holes in it. And so if you don't have that pulled together, you're toast. So that's another mistake people make, operating agreement. Our experts here have a proprietary operating agreement that we use for our clients with asset protection provisions built into it. It's fantastic, and it's a great document, and it's airtight. So that's how we do it. The other mistake people make is they don't maintain it properly, and so they start commingling funds. They're not sure how to set up the bank account and how to account for the funds. It's not difficult, but you got to do it the right way when you're accounting for cash flow and expenses when you're dealing with rental property. If you're using an LLC, and a lot of people just screw that up. They don't maintain it properly. They get it done and they forget about it. And then here comes the curveball and they just get whacked. And because they, you know, the attacker will want to see, are you maintaining it like a business? Because if you're not treating it like a business, then I'm going to tear down your LLC. So think about that. And then one other point too is, how do you integrate the LLC within your living trust? And please don't tell me you don't have a living trust, because you need one. It's just, you want to take control of your life, get that done. And so if you don't have that, get it done. But if you do, do you know how your LLC fits in with your living trust, how they kind of integrate with each other? Really important. People mess that up, and things happen, and, you know, planning falls apart. So these are really important issues. And what we tell people is, if you spend a little bit of time up front, a little bit of money up front to do it right, you will save yourself potentially massive emotional and financial pain down the road. Because if you get hit and you don't have this done right, you're going to spend 15 times the amount of money defending yourself, you know, in court, paying lawyers, because someone's going to see that you have lousy planning, that you're an open book, and they're just going to dive in, and they're going to go, and they're going to take. And so part of asset protection is that it motivates attackers to go settle with your insurance company. Don't come after me. It's going to be very hard. I've got an airtight asset protection plan. Go take my insurance. Get out of my face. That's one of the ways asset protection helps you. So, you know, if you listen to our experts before, we are very passionate about helping you to get organized and updated with your planning, because we just see so many people getting hurt with estate planning, asset protection. They don't have it. It's outdated. It was done wrong. Their life has changed. Your life has changed. Laws have changed. And it's a hornet's nest. And so, it doesn't have to be that way. So we have a complimentary assessment we love doing for people, because it gives value. We give out our education, give value. We know if we do that, it comes back in spades. So we have this, assessment we do, get you one-on-one with our experts, take a look at your scenario, and give you our observations and recommendations about how to get pulled tight. If you own rental income property, take advantage of this. It's important. And, you know, just don't throw caution to the wind when you own rental income property. It's not worth it. Treat it like a business, run it a clean, efficient business, and understand how asset protection impacts you. You can always reach me at paul@barthattorneys.com. That's paul@barthattorneys.com. And would love to hear from you. Any questions? Happy to reach out and get you input from our experts and get you lined up for that assessment. Okay, we'll see you next time.